If you're celebrating Valentine's Day, you might be tempted to show your affection with candy or flowers or a card. And those are great. But what if your gift could really sing? Like, literally. Vermont Public's Brittany Patterson reports on Vermont's very own singing Valentine's.
And I love kind of is long, right? We got dotted three quarters.
It's the Tuesday before Valentine's Day, and the pressure is on for the four men standing in the library of the St. Francis Xavier School in Winooski. They're members of the Green Mountain Chorus, Vermont's oldest barbershop ensemble. For 78 years, they've performed all over: baseball games, schools, senior centers, birthdays. And for the last few decades, on Valentine's Day, quartets of chorus singers have fanned out across the northernish part of the state, serenading often unsuspecting Vermonters in offices, homes, restaurants, and even on the street.
Let's try it. All right. Jesus hates a coward.
That was Clem Trammell singing lead or the melody. Matt Ballou singing tenor, or as Clem calls it,
the sparkle part.
David Foster is on baritone.
He makes us all sound good.
And Steve Pierce, who has only been singing with the chorus for a month, is singing bass, or
the foundation.
For $50, $25 if you want to send a singing Valentine over the phone, the quartet will sing two songs. Recipients also get a box of Lake Champlain chocolates donated by the company and a card. 10% of the proceeds are donated to the Committee on Temporary Shelter, or COTS. They dress to impress, Ballou says.
Yeah, the best part, we show up in white tux. All four of us are in white tuxedos.
Yep, and reasonably groomed.
As of Tuesday, the group had 45 requests for singing Valentines, and they expected that number to grow. Trammell has sung with the chorus for 18 years. He's seen lots of different reactions from Valentine recipients.
We get everything from embarrassment to more embarrassment.
Yep, embarrassment, tears, super enthusiasm.
But mostly, people are moved.
Many people who just are so touched, they just cry because it's so comforting to them.
David Stonecliffe is the chapter's president. He lives in Barrie and has been a member of the chorus for almost two decades. He loves participating in singing Valentines.
It's great. I look forward to it every year. It's a chance to be with my brothers and sing, and it's a chance to meet people, and it's an opportunity to touch their hearts, and that's wonderful.
It's something different, right?
Michael Summers has for years sent a singing Valentine to his staff at his chiropractic practice.
It's outside the box, and it's more than just a flower that's going to wither away. It's more than a card that'll get thrown away. You know, it's an experience and an impression that it's going to leave on our staff, and it's going to fill them with joy and happiness throughout the day.
And on Valentine's Day, who doesn't want that? For Vermont Public, I'm Brittany Patterson.
Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes. you, sweetheart, I'm in love with you. With you.
Bravo.